In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The Father spoke the Word. The Word is the eternal Son of God. And that Son worked in the power of the Holy Spirit, and creation came to be. The Father does all things through his Son. And the Son does all things in the Spirit. The Father sends, the Son creates, and thus we have creation. Let there be light, and the Son made it so. And so we have one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For as St. John writes, without him, that is, the Son of God, was not anything made that was made. So why did God create? That's a simple answer. Love. He lacked nothing, he needed nothing, nor was he somehow bored or incomplete. But he created because he desired objects of his love. He loves all creation, from the tiniest of insects to the greatest of trees. But chiefly he loves man. And he desired to pour out his love in a physical, concrete, tangible way. He knew of Adam's sin, and yet still he spoke. He knew of the cross, and yet still he fashioned Adam from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. For God's love is not a feeling, but it's his very essence, and it overflows into the world. Everywhere you look, then, you see the love of God. Everything you possess and enjoy and touch and taste all testifies to the love that God has for you. Delicately, he knit you together in your mother's womb so that you might be the object of his eternal love. But Eve conversed with that serpent. And Adam's bite spewed forth darkness into the world. We still see God's love in creation, but now it is clouded by sin, by darkness, by death, pain, and suffering. The animals hunt one another because we have sinned. God did not create them to do that. The mountains crumble because we bit that fruit. The sky darkens and the storms rage because of us. Love has now become abstract. It is much harder to see the love of God in creation because of the sin that we have injected into this world. Love is abstract and is now attached to a promise. The seed of the woman will crush the serpent's head. Adam believed that word and so named his wife Eve, meaning life. For he believed that from her a Savior would come who would give life to death and light to darkness. As God drove them out of Eden with whip in hand, God remained love. And as the world was drowned in a flood, God remained love. As the Babylonians destroyed Jerusalem, burned the temple, and exiled his beloved people, God remained love. And man still remained the object of his love, for they still had the promise of his word. But today love is seen. Love is swaddled in flesh and laid in a manger. The spiritual has become physical. God is a spirit. In the beginning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit did not have a body. They did not take up space. The Father and the Spirit still do not have bodies, but the Son of God now has a body. He takes up physical space. In fact, it is sinful to think of the Son of God apart from his human nature. So with a joy that only a mother knows, Mary counts the 10 fingers and 10 toes of love, gazing into the eyes of him who created this universe simply because he loves. All their promises are made concrete in him. The scriptures find their form and being in him, for he is the Word now made flesh. What the prophets of old longed to see, Mary sees. What kings longed to touch, nurses at Mary's breast, in fleshed love, God made man. And so the Son gives way to a greater light that will enlighten the hearts of all men. John bore witness to that light. He himself was not the light, but he testified to the light that was coming into the world, for he saw the heavens open and the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Christ. He heard the Father speak. Love stood in those baptismal waters. Love was anointed to be the divine scapegoat, to be the sacrifice, the substitute of the world. The Father loved the Son because he took on the sins of the world, ready to die for this world. And the Son loved the Father that he had sent him to accomplish just that. Again, God's love is not a feeling. It is his very essence, and it spills over into this world in the person of Jesus. Love is seen and handled and touched by Mary, by St. John the Baptist, and by the multitudes that came to him for healing. Love is seen and touched and handled by Annas, Caiaphas, and the Sanhedrin as they seek to snuff out light so they might remain in the darkness of unbelief, death, suffering, and destruction. How foolish fallen man is. But now the promise has a body. Now the Word has flesh. The Son of God has flesh, and Pilate flogs him, and the soldiers crown him and mock him and lead him to Calvary. The courts of the Jews could not hide love. Pilate's judgment hall could not conceal love. Love must be lifted up for all to see. For if you were to draw a picture of the love of God, you can only draw one thing: Jesus suspended from the cross. For God's love is not a feeling, but it's flesh and blood bleeding for your salvation. So as the hammer rings and the nails pierce, God's love is seen. As the thieves ridicule him and soldiers divide his garments, God's love is seen. As the day turns to night and he gives up his spirit, God's love is seen. He loves the Father for sending him as the sacrifice for the world, and the Father loves the Son that he has accomplished your salvation. And so it is not angels that he saves, but it is man. His lovely blood flows from this new garden of Calvary to the four corners of the earth. It is tangible, it is real, it is concrete, and in it you are washed from your unrighteous acts and reborn as children of God, born not of the will of man nor of flesh, but born of God. For God's love toward you is not a feeling in his heart, but it's his very essence that spills over into the person of Jesus, who is now united to you through holy baptism. His love leads to your salvation. And so a real, concrete, physical, tangible washing in which you find your salvation. There your death withers away before life incarnate. There the darkness of your sinful heart melts before the light incarnate. There your sadness and tears and pain and sorrow and trouble all have their end, for the Word became flesh. With light shining, we can now see God's love in all creation. We can now confess that God works all things for the good of those who love him. So we can see the trouble and the sorrow and the difficulty as signs of his love toward us. And we are not being punished for our sins, because Christ himself has already been lifted up for us. For love is physical, love is tangible, love is concrete. So without this birth, water would just be plain water, and bread would just be bread, and wine would just be wine, and the Word of God would just be the eternal Son of God, who is a consuming fire to us sinners. But because of this Christmas day, water is dyed red with his forgiving blood. and bread is his body, and wine is his blood. And the eternal Son of God is now flesh for us and for our salvation. That is love. A love that is seen and touched and handled by you, because he is born on this day for you. And so today love reigns, because Christ reigns. So you have been born again in holy baptism to a new and a physical life that shall have no end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.